the dark is really quite scary. They manage to terrify Will and other people in ways that range from using the voice of his mother to bringing out giant scary whirlwinds and hellhounds and black horses and black riders. And again, it owes some debt to Tolkien at different places. But Cooper does a really good job of stitching together all of this material, Celtic, Arthurian, Anglo-Saxon folk material, and to making it into a coherent whole, and by suggesting that the light has sort of been running the show through history in this continuing battle with the dark, and that human history has always had this magical component, particularly in the British Isles, that's going on behind it. Possibly the most emotionally powerful book in the sequence is The Grey King, where Cooper manages to bring in themes of adolescent rebellion and alienation and work them into the fantasy genre, something that's really not been done up until this point. And in fact, Cooper won the Newbery Award for doing this, so this is a very respected book. And the way she does this is the same way that kind of mainstream young adult writers of the same period, like Paul Zindel or Robert Cormier, is that she brings in these kind of conflicts between parents and children, between children and their culture, and lets them be replicated and illuminated by the fantasy material. The Grey King focuses around Bran Davies, who lives in Wales and is, in fact, we learn by the end of the book, the illegitimate son of King Arthur from far in the past, but who's brought to the modern era to keep him safe. Bran is albino. He has yellow eyes and white skin, and he's somewhat shunned by the people who are in the village around him. Will Stanton, our protagonist from the first book, comes to Wales on holiday and befriends Bran. But there's a lot of mutual suspicion between them, actually more suspicion on Bran's part, because Bran is Welsh, he doesn't totally trust the English, and also because of Will's magical powers, which Bran recognizes. And Bran doesn't know his own history, and neither does Will at this point. The two boys go through some wonderful adventures in Craig Yr Aderyn, Bird Rock in Wales, and on Cader Idris, where they have to confront the evil Brenin Lluid, the Grey King, and find the hidden harp of gold that the light needs to fight the dark in their final conclusive battle. But actually, the most powerful moments in the book are elements of simply human drama, where the fantasy is only a sidelight. And that is particularly when Bran's beloved and also albino dog is shot and killed because the dog is falsely accused of killing sheep. And that moment when Cathal, the dog, dies in Bran's arms and Bran has to deal with the injustice and his own father saying, well, he killed sheep, so he deserved to be killed, is one of the most powerful moments in children's fantasy because it kind of encompasses in itself death of a pet, major injustice, and the cosmic themes, because Cathal's been killed because the Grey King is manipulating events also. So Cooper has at that moment managed to bring together kind of the young adult novel and fantasy literature and get it all to pull in the same direction. It's very powerful. So is the scene later on when Bran finds out about his parentage and confronts his adoptive father. And to give Cooper a lot of credit, Cooper has the adoptive father defend his decisions about why he took in Bran, why the mother ran away, and why things turned out the way they did.